All right, it's Monday morning, 7:40. You know what we do on Mondays at this time. We do our Made in Michigan Monday segment where we feature Michigan products, Michigan companies. A few months ago, I started following this guy on TikTok. He was showing videos, taking a tour around the auto factory that he had purchased in Detroit, long abandoned. It was just fascinating stuff to watch. And then the other day, I was watching the news, and I said, that's the TikTok guy. And we want to get into all that with Andy DiDerossi, who's online with us right now. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
This has been quite an odyssey for you since you started doing these TikTok videos. How many followers do you have, and where all are they from? They're not just from around Michigan, are they?
Yeah, I think I gained about a quarter million I think it's about 3 months now. So the very, very, very fast.
That is amazing.
It's weird being known as the TikTok guy.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to reduce you to that in the intro, because really you're the you're an entrepreneur of sorts in Detroit, and your company is the Detroit Bus Company. Tell us about Detroit Bus.
Yeah, I started Detroit Bus 11 years ago, and it was a company to fill transit gaps in the city of Detroit, but we ballooned to do all kinds of stuff. So you might have seen our big painted buses around. They're painted by Detroit artists. We do a lot of weddings and city tours. We do a lot of school transportation, and then we give kids free rides to school and after-school programs, because in Detroit, we have a big transportation issue. You know, a lot of kids can't get where they want to go. I'm sure it's very similar in Port Huron.
What a great way to solve that. It looks like you're having some fun doing this, too.
Yeah. We keep it light. There's a bunch of other bus companies in Michigan. We want to differentiate ourselves. So, you know, we have great sound systems on the buses and murals and fun drivers. And it's really just something that I thought up, and I'm surprised it keeps going. We even survived through the pandemic by making hand sanitizer. So, you know, we definitely evolve as the times change.
I guess so. I mentioned the auto factory that you purchased. Tell us a little bit about that and what you're doing with that property.
Yeah, I was looking for a new home for our company, and then I came across this. It's an old car factory. It used to make Ford and Lincoln parts. Before that, it was a link belt factory, so they made parts for cranes and conveyors and some of Henry Ford's earliest assembly lines. And so it needs a little work, but it's ours. You know, it's our home, so we don't keep getting booted out every 5 years as the area improves. So we're making this into a small production facility for electric vehicles. That's the long plan.
Well, that is very cool. What are your new bus? I'm kind of jumping all over the place here because I was looking at your Facebook page, and it showed your newest acquisition is a bus that was going to be, I guess, a Blue Water Transit bus.
Yeah, it's a small world. It's Champion Bus closed, and they made all those Blue Water buses. This one was ordered but never picked up, never received. It's sort of a long story that it had the wrong options and such, you know, good old car factory story. So we had purchased it from Champion when they had closed and moved to Elkhart. So we're going to have a very blue, splashy bus down in Detroit pretty soon.
That is really cool. We'll be looking for it there. I mentioned that you were on the news recently. There's been some illegal dumping, I guess, going on around your spot. And it was actually a TikTok video that gained this the widest amount of attention.
Yeah, there was some city-owned land across the street, an old factory site, about 13 acres, that become an unofficial landfill. And so we posted on the C-Click Fix, this thing in Detroit that city has you use to chase down problems like that. I called the mayor's office. I sent emails. I heard nothing back. It was a few months in, a huge pile of tires showed up, and I posted a little video that just said, hey, I'm so frustrated by all this. Like, I don't know what to do. And half an hour later, I got a call from the Detroit Police Department, the Illegal Dumping Task Force. And they came right out. They looked through things. They found a bunch of addresses, find the appropriate parties, and clean up the garbage. I mean, it was really kind of an amazing response.
That is amazing. That's a fantastic story, because that has become a big problem in some neighborhoods in Detroit, hasn't it?
Massive, yeah. And people get disillusioned just staring at these big piles of garbage all day. You know, they feel like it's an unsolvable problem. And I don't think TikTok is a solution on a large scale to
no.
get these problems solved. But it is important not to become disillusioned. You know, there are solutions to these.
Andy, I want to talk a little bit more about how you started down this road of entrepreneurism, because I think your story is interesting. You just started buying cars and the whole thing has snowballed for you, hasn't it?
I've sort of ping-ponged around to different opportunities. You know, when I was 16, I bought a couple old cars. from a police auction for about $100 a piece, cleaned those up, sold them. You know, I didn't really know much about cars. And then I moved on to industrial equipment, very exciting. But then when these buses came up for sale at Ferndale Public Schools, I thought, well, that's pretty cool. You know, owning your own bus. I mean, who owns their own bus? So I bought a couple of these for like, I think $2,000 a piece. And that was the start of the Detroit Bus Company. You know, I felt frustrated that there wasn't good transit, started running these buses on a little route and, just kind of listened to customers to hear what they wanted. You know, people call us and said, hey, those buses are cool. Can I rent one for my wedding? I never even considered the wedding bus market. But we've just sort of followed these opportunities as we've went. I've started a motorcycle shop. I've started, a business incubator, you know, really just listening to people about frustrations they have and frustrations I've experienced, and solving them.
That is really cool. Things have changed in Detroit a lot in the years that you've been doing this, for the better. I mean, what do you think is the direction that the city's going right now? Is it going in the right direction? And what do folks, you know, out here in Port Huron need to know about what's happening in Detroit these days?
Well, I do believe things are going in the right direction. When I was in my 20s, I thought Detroit, though, was going to be this huge gleaming metropolis, you know, just around the corner. All of the signs indicated that it was going to be this big explosion of growth and prosperity. It's not really quite been that. I bet a lot of cities in the Rust Belt feel this impending sense of success. I find this optimism is shared across a lot of cities like ours. But the work is here. You know, we're all moving in the right direction. There's new car factories popping up. We're a finance center now with the Quicken Loans and the other mortgage companies. You know, there is a lot of progress. There's a lot. I'm sure a lot of people commute right down 94 to come here to work now that didn't before.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. What are your plans for the Detroit Bus Company? Are you going to continue growing it? And what other plans do you have ahead?
Yeah, so we want to keep growing the Detroit Bus Company. You know, we pay a thriving wage. We pay $30 an hour. So we want to keep growing that and employ more people. We have a lot of requests to fulfill that we can't do with our small fleet right now. Still recovering from the pandemic, of course. And then manufacturing electric vehicles. We want to manufacture electric buses, RVs, trucks, you know, larger things. It's time to get off the oil, dependence that we have right now. It'd be very nice just to plug something in at the end of the night, not have to pay someone, you know, pay OPEC for that. That's my own view.
That is the direction things are heading. What's the best way for people to connect with the Detroit Bus Company?
Yeah, we're all over all the social media. So you search Detroit Bus Company, we'll come right up. Our website's thedetroitbus.com. We got a lot of nice stuff up there, a bunch of tours.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating stuff. Andy, I appreciate you doing this. Thanks for giving us a few minutes today, and continued success. We'll be watching for you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.